These Mondays come around very quickly. However, the good news about Mondays is it means we get to talk Major League Soccer and other things within the US and the football divisions there. We're joined for MLS Monday by Drew Farmer, Major League Soccer expert. Drew, good afternoon.
Hey, Andy. Always good to be back to talk a little about MLS and a few trending topics going on in the US right now.
Well, something that we should look at, and we've referenced in recent times a couple of teams who go under the radar. There's a few in Major League Soccer, one of which is Sporting KC, and they are a really under the radar team, but they've done something again this weekend, and they're quite good at winning trophies.
Yeah, that's right, Andy. That's four trophies now in six seasons, and what we're talking about is the U.S. Open Cup, which was the first piece of silverware given out to a Major League Soccer team this season, and that was given out at the end of last week. And Sporting Kansas City defeated the New York Red Bulls 2-1 in a really entertaining game at Kansas City Sporting Park. And, you know, the trophy was just another in a long line of recent years with Kansas City showing that they are not only under the radar to fans in Major League Soccer, but one of the most well-put-together clubs. And, you know, it's been less than 10 years ago that Sporting Kansas City looked like a club that was going to be relocating, as some, you know, U.S. professional sports teams do due to poor fan attendance and such. But, you know, things did get a little bit better. And with the when the club brought in Peter Vermes as coach and sporting director, he really turned around that club. And they've really had a lot of focus over those last 7 years to become one of the premier teams in MLS. And of course, like I said, we don't really talk about them, or a lot of fans outside the U.S. don't really know about them, but again, four trophies in the last 6 years, and they continue to do things with great recruitment and timely trades in Major League Soccer. So, you know, Sporting Kansas City doing it again in the domestic cup.
Are we allowed to go back when it comes to Sporting KC history to the time when they were the Kansas City Wizards and things were just a lot less rosy there?
Yeah, we are allowed to go back to that. That's about 10 years ago. I still actually have a Wizard scarf in my wardrobe upstairs. So, that history is not too far away. But, they've done some great things since they transformed into Sporting Kansas City and, you know, kind of took soccer a little bit more seriously in that part of the country. And, you know, interestingly, not too long ago, Peter Vermes has been the architect of Sporting Kansas City. And, you know, I think he's going to be there for quite some time. He's come out, he said that if he was offered the U.S. men's job to coach the national team, it's unlikely that he would take it. And, you know, he's really having a good time building this franchise into something even more than it already is. So great things going on there in Kansas City.
To keep with the Sporting KC theme, but to kind of move us on to what we're going to talk about next, is Sporting KC and their youth system. Eric Palmer Brown, a name we were talking about last week, because he's the guy who's gone from the youth system or will go then to Manchester City on a free. To youth elsewhere, though, in Major League Soccer, and the DC United youth system has something of a presidential look to it now, Drew.
It sure does. They've got a presidential look as the youth team, the under-12s, have signed Barron Trump, the 11-year-old son of President Donald Trump. So he has joined the club there, and reports of that came out over the weekend, which shocked quite a few of the soccer writers around the U.S. And even in England, there were reports of that from the major newspapers. And he's actually played already four games with the team, and I think maybe some of the reports of his initial signing were a little bit under the radar for, you know, I guess security reasons or whatnot. But, you know, we've got another Trump now in a high priority seat now. He wants to make soccer great again in the U.S. So Barron Trump now with the chance to move up, and maybe he'll become the next Freddie Adu of American soccer, signed to a professional contract at 14. So not a lot has really been released about him being with the team, but he is there playing with the under 12. So we'll have to see how that works out for him.
Yeah, you can see it now, can't you? 10 years' time, back of a Man United shirt, Trump.
Yeah, you really can, can't you?
right, okay.
By all reports, he is an Arsenal fan, though. And some of the things I had read, that he has been seen around the White House lawns kicking a football around. So, he's getting his training in his free time.
In my mind, I've now just got the idea of Trumps and things to do with Arsenal, but we'll move on. If we're looking at those at the other end of the age scale, Major League Soccer known to bring in some big names, but it looks as though a few of those are being allowed to run their contracts down, and realistically, at the end of said contracts, they'll be leaving the league.
Yeah, we talked a couple of weeks ago about Andrea Pirlo, and now 38, he is looking like a 38-year-old in Major League Soccer. And one time we used to see the older veterans who were greats in Europe really excel, but you know, things have really changed with more athletic players and more skillful players now in Major League Soccer. And you know, this season we've really seen Pirlo decline, and a lot of fans not too happy with his play. And it looks like New York City is going to be happy to let him go at the end of the season. He commands nearly a $6 million contract salary each season, and it looks very likely that he'll be headed for retirement after this year. And he'll be joined by Kaká with Orlando City, who is now at 35 and I think maybe going back to Brazil to have one last go there. But he's been commanding a $7 million contract for the last three seasons. And I have to say, since he's arrived in Orlando City, it's been a very much a disappointment. Orlando City has missed out on the playoffs in each of the three seasons they have been in Major League Soccer. And, you know, this year was supposed to be such a rebirth, I guess, or a new dawn, if you will, in Orlando with Kaká and Dom Dwyer and Kyle Lear and leading the attack. But it's not really come off for them. They're currently second from bottom in the Eastern Conference. They've scored the third fewest goals in Major League Soccer with just 32. And although they're not theoretically out of the playoffs just yet with four games to go, it doesn't really look like they're going to be making it. And, you know, I think in the end it's going to be, to me, a bit of a failure with Kaká coming over to Major League Soccer.
Do you sense that we're having another shift in how the league is looking at things? I mean, most recently, I suppose, Bastian Schweinsteiger, but he's not old in comparison with some Major League Soccer or players that go over there. Do you think we are getting a bit of a shift where they're having a change of business plan and not going for the elder statesmen of Europe?
I think we've seen a bit of a shift over the last few seasons. Yes, we have seen Schweinsteiger come over, and he's done really well in the league. And you know, of course, as you said, he's not as old as Kaká and Pirlo. But I think we have seen a shift where teams have gone for slightly younger designated players to pay big money to, and several players who have maybe not necessarily made that jump to Europe, or even if they have, they've not necessarily excelled in Europe. You know, we see teams like Sporting Kansas City, who we talked about just a bit earlier. They've given designated player contracts to players that they've developed themselves, or you know, players who were under the radar in Europe, and things have really worked out for them. So I think that, in a way, is the way forward, because due to the salary restrictions in Major League Soccer for non-designated players, you can't necessarily stockpile really high-priced contracts. So I think having players on designated contracts who are a bit younger and a bit more dynamic, if you will, I think that is really key to the success of a Major League Soccer team, unless you have a Jovinko or a David Villa, but that's another story.
Well, you move us on beautifully, actually, to Jovinko, because I want to quickly mention Toronto. We have talked about them very glowingly through this season, and just as we get into the playoff time of year, suddenly their form is taking something of a tumble.
Yeah, absolutely. The playoffs will start in about 1 month from today, and Toronto has been the best team over the long haul of Major League Soccer this season, but all of a sudden last week hitting a bit of a blip, two losses in the space of about 4 days, giving up seven goals in the process as they lost to Montreal first and then to New England on Saturday. But, you know, the good news is for fans is, you know, don't jump off the bandwagon just yet, because in the last three games they were missing their two best scorers in Jose Altidore and Sebastian Giovinco, both out nursing injuries. And you know, this is just the kind of the thing about American sports compared to the English Premier League. We're getting to the end of the regular season, so teams now who have qualified for the playoffs have that little bit of a luxury of resting their key players, getting them fully fit for that last charge of the playoffs. So that's pretty much what Toronto has been doing over the last couple of games. It's expected that the two will return for their game at the weekend with New York Red Bulls, and we'll see if Toronto can pick up that momentum once more and head back into the playoffs.
One final, really last thing, Drew. I didn't warn you this was coming, but I think you'll be able to handle this question. Atlanta FC, last five games, 19 goals scored, 3 conceded.
All I can say is what a team that they've actually turned out to be. Right now, third place in the MLS Eastern Conference. They can actually catch New York City FC for that second place spot. And since they've opened up that new home in Atlanta, that beautiful stadium that you and I have talked about, they have been fantastic. And I believe that's 5 straight games that they've been able to play there due to being able to shift some of their home games towards the end of the season. And they've been fantastic with that home crowd. And we talked about, I think it was last week, they had over 70,000 people in that brand new stadium, which absolutely fantastic. They've put this team together in the right way. They've got a fantastic coach, and they've scored 63 goals this MLS season, which is just 4 behind Toronto FC and second best in Major League Soccer. So a lot of great things to come in a city that one time was said couldn't have a successful Major League Soccer team.
Yeah, they play Philly Union this week. That's then the final game at home from this run. Then they have an away trip to New England, but I don't think they'll be overly scared of that, because the last time they played the Revs, middle of this month, it ended Atlanta United 7, New England Revolution 0.
Yeah, absolutely. And if any of our listeners are the type that love to go and, you know, venture out and see stadiums and teams abroad, then I think Atlanta is a fantastic place to go and to enjoy a game at. I know a lot of people don't like to go to these ultra-new stadiums, but I think this one is one that they could make an exception for.
I think that the MLS Monday tour of Atlanta and that new stadium should start now, so we can watch a Major League Soccer game and an NFL game all within a week. I think that that's a plan we should do, Drew.
Absolutely. I'll get on the phone right now and get talking to the right people.
Yeah, let's get ourselves sorted out. Drew Farmer for this week. It's been a pleasure as always. MLS Monday, of course. If you want to interact with us, let us know what you think about what's going on in Major League Soccer or the divisions below in US football. Just tweet, use the hashtag MLS Monday. We will pick those up. For this week, though, Drew, I best let you go because you've got some travel agents to speak to.
Yeah, that's right, and I need to go get my new Baron Trump jersey over at the DC United store, so I'll see you a little bit later on.